skin crawler's legend was known throughout town, but people only believed it to be a myth or story to scare the children who misbehave. According to that story, it was a beast whom no one alive had seen in its original appearance. It could take form of anyone or anything it wanted, just as long as it saw them. Bella was an agnostic for this situation. She thought it probably existed, but why waste time trying to prove it when you could be doing so many other important things? It was a chilly evening while she waited for her sister Leah to get the car from the garage to go back home from the shop. Just then, she heard a near-piercing scream coming right from the garage. "Leah, are you okay?" cried out Bella and ran into the garage. She saw that Leah was completely normal and getting into the passenger seat. "What was that about?" asked Bella in disbelief. "Nothing. I thought I saw a lizard. You know how much I hate them," said Leah nonchalantly. "Yeah," said Bella, quietly shaking her head. "Let's just go home. And can you drive?" said Leah. "Sure, just don't scream like that in my ear again," said Bella jokingly. "Ha ha, very funny," said Leah, rolling her eyes while Bella started the engine. There was a weird, almost hesitant silence in the car. Then Leah finally pointed that they were going through the mountains. "Yeah, I don't really feel like going home. I'm thinking we go to our favorite spot," said Bella, not meeting her eyes, but keeping them on the road. "Oh, okay, sure," replied Leah. Bella finally stopped at a cliff which was on the highest mountains. Then she removed her seatbelt and started to get out of the car. "Just stay here. I'll get the blankets for our mini picnic," said Bella. "What blankets?" said Leah. "It won't matter now, will it?" muttered Bella, slamming the door closed. "Bella, what are you doing?" asked Leah a little bit louder, while also getting out of the car. Bella hoped that her gut was right and quickly opened the backseat door and looked underneath. There she was, her sister, knocked out. Her actual sister, not the impersonator. But before she could get out of there, there was a hand on her shoulder which pulled her back and made her fall on the jagged rocks. What she saw next, she knew she would never be able to forget it for the rest of her life. The painful transformation of her sister's body into a creature with waxy scarred skin all over its body. Its eyes were bulging out in an inhuman kind of way. How it walked towards her made her think about how a zombie walks, trying to keep all its limbs together while advancing onto the victim. "Bella, you should have gone home. I would have spared your life," said this creature in a scratchy voice. Bella finally recognized as the being used to scare the living lights out of children, the skin crawler. The wind on the cliff suddenly picked up. The skin crawler then picked up Leah from under the car seat and tossed her next to his feet like a rag doll. Then he started to use his sharp black crooked nails to scratch her face. Leah was still unconscious, surprisingly. When Bella tried to stop her, she was kicked in the stomach and was back to her original place on the floor. "Look, Bella," said the skin crawler, louder over the now screaming wind. "You brought this torture upon her when you could have saved her. You think I would be stupid like that tale your villager must tell you? You think that you can take me to a cliff and plan to kick me off it and I wouldn't know?" He was now practically digging his nails into Leah's skin. "Let her go!" cried out Bella. Why, I rather like my current house like this, said the skin crawler, almost mockingly. Take me instead, yelled Bella, crying because of both her bruises and Leah. The wind suddenly came to an abrupt stop. You humans and your emotional side. Now, since you're offering, why not? Said the skin crawler, walking towards her with a smirk. Bella fought the urge to drag herself away from her since she was at the edge of the cliff. She thought to herself, this is a perfect opportunity to actually kick him off the cliff. But the skin crawler knew her tricks. As soon as she tried to grab his leathery leg, he used the other one to put it right on her neck. She was now dangling on the edge of the cliff with only her support as a beast leg. You know, your mother was just like this when your father was unconscious. This very position. Funny how history repeats itself. These were the last words Bella heard when she was kicked off the cliff. The skin crawler stood right there, looking down until he couldn't see her anymore. Finally, said another scratchy voice, and then a crack of bones was heard. He smirked and turned to the source of the voice, which was Leah. Only that it was an impersonator. They had the same scarred skin and bulging eyes and black nails and hoarse voices. Only difference was that she was a female of their species. Yes, finally. Now let's get rid of that Leah girl's body too, said the skin crawler to the other skin crawler.